Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey, and today we officially have Festival Season 3 Billie Eilish available now, and there is a new feature added to Festival that is going to change the game.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Alright, so let's get into the details of this update. It's a pretty big update, for Festival here. So, this is what it is. Fortnite Festival Season 3 features Billie Eilish. You've seen her in a crown, now see her in Fortnite. Award-winning artist Billie Eilish is the icon of Fortnite Festival Season 3. Season 3 sounds off today and ends June 13th, 2024 at 12 a.m. Eastern. During this time, keep up the tempo to unlock new instruments, jam tracks, and other items in the Season 3 Festival Pass, which has a free reward track and a premium reward track upgrade. Feel a surge of boldness with the premium reward track. Upon purchasing this extra layer of unlockable rewards, you'll automatically receive the Green Roots Billie outfit. And that's the outfit that we've been seeing posted on social media and in the game now. Keep an ear to the Festival Pass tab. Season 3 is a lost cause if you're not at the right venue. When you enter the lobby of a Fortnite Festival experience, main stage or jam stage, head to Festival Pass in the top navigation. Here you'll find the Season 3 Festival Pass and a button to view festival quests. Season 3 Festival Pass. Level up your performance, level up your collection of in-game rewards. Completing festival quests will earn you festival points that forward your progress in the Festival Pass. The more you progress, the more rewards you get. Free reward track. Here's an instrument that any audience will fall in lava with. The Lavatronic Bass is the final reward in the free reward track. Turn the music up and then burn it all down. Ready to riff the world, rock the world by unlocking these four jam tracks in the free reward track. These first three are by Epic Games: Change, Silly Bros, and Sweet Victory. And then Witch Gang, Runaway. Sweet Victory existed previously in Fortnite as a lobby track. Players who had this lobby track in their locker before Fortnite Festival Season 3 will receive a one-time V-Bucks refund equivalent to the amount they paid for it, plus the jam track version. The rhythm, channel the rhythm with two new auras. First up is the one that'll spread the love, the Heart Groove Aura. Did things just get a little frosty? That's the Snowbeat Aura for you. Want to put your own spin on the stage? Then with your mic in hand, give the audience a twirl with this spin back emote. Premium reward track. If you're feeling this festival pass is not one to sleep on, you can purchase the premium reward track upgrade for 1,800 V-Bucks to add a whole new layer of rewards to the mix. No additional quests are required to unlock these rewards. When you upgrade, you'll instantly unlock the Green Roots Billie outfit. The final reward of the premium reward trek is the music reactive ultraviolet style for Green Roots Billy, an alt style exclusive to the season 3 battle pass. Nothing quite glows like neon green. And like I said, I've, you know, ever since I was a kid, I've always been a fan of neon green and black together. It always looks good, especially in this alternate version where it's like black with like glowing neon green. Even cooler. If the party's over, start it back up again with these four unlockable jam tracks. Maroon 5 Maps, The Cure, Friday, I'm in Love, 5 Seconds of Summer, Youngblood, and Billie Eilish, Oxytocin. Some great jam tracks in there. Don't be afraid, it's just a microphone. The Burial Mic is one of two Billie Eilish-themed instruments you can unlock in the Premium Reward track. The beat keeping you up at night. Enjoy sweet dreams and tunes with the Sleeper Keys guitar. Please note, the ultraviolet style of the Green Roots Billy outfit is exclusive to the Season 3 Festival Pass. The other content of the Season 3 Festival Pass is not exclusive to the Fortnite Festival Season 3 and may become purchasable in the shop at a later date. Billie Eilish items in the shop, all the good girls go to jam. In the shop till the end of Season 3 are three of Billy's biggest hits as jam tracks. All the Good Girls Go to Hell, Happier Than Ever, Edit, and Therefore I Am. More Billie Eilish items will be in the shop until...
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This season's last set, including the bad guy emote and the you should see me in a crown emote. Can't wait for those to come out. I'll be getting those. A new Billie Eilish outfit and jam tracks from her new album will be coming to the shop later during Season 3. And from what I've heard, Billie Eilish's new album is supposed to drop in May, and that is also when the new outfit and jam tracks will drop, so that will be awesome. Now, rock out with guitar controllers. This is the feature I was saying is going to completely change the game for Festival. You can now use Rock Band 4 guitar controllers to go all out on new pro lead and pro bass song parts on the main stage on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC. Check out the table below to see whether your controller is supported with launch of Season 3. I'm not going to go through the list, but it's just awesome that, we can now use guitar controllers in Festival. I wish I still had mine. I don't have mine. I used to have like the entire Rock Band set. I think I got rid of it years ago. I wish I still had it now because this would be so much fun. They say we'll have more instrument controller news to announce in the future. So follow Fortnite Festival's social channels to make sure you don't miss a beat. Something tells me they are going to start making these controllers again. And, I'm going to have to get one. Fortnite Festival Season 3 content creation. Okay, so we don't need to go over all this. You guys know what that is. You know, if... I think the rest of this we don't really need to go over. It looks like it's just kind of the... bug fixes and, you know, talking about the content creation and getting strikes on YouTube for copyrighted stuff, okay? So there you go. That is your update. Pretty awesome one. This is like... I'm really interested in this this festival pass. It's just got... Oh, let me switch over to festival real quick. Festival mode real quick so that we can take a look at the festival pass. Like, it's got a cool loading screen. Again, the emotes are cool. and then again, if you get the whatchamacallit, premium reward track, getting the Green Roots Billy outfit again, that is just cool. So yeah, really, really awesome set. Check it out. And let's see. Let me switch back here so that we can look. Today's Tuesday. So there should be some new weekly. Yes, here we go. So here's our new weekly quests for Battle Royale. You need to collect ammo from ammo boxes, visit landmarks, spend bars at vending machines, damage opponents with a tactical assault rifle or a gatekeeper shotgun, emote at different name locations, find and accept shadow briefings. All right, so that's our list of quests. We'll go over how to get some of these done throughout the week. Of course, you'll have your festival pass quest here as well. When you switch to festival mode, you should be able to see what you have to do. Oh, here we go. You'll see what you need to do when you go into festival mode when you switch to it. And it looks like there's a ton of quests already there for you to do so that you can start unlocking all your stuff from your festival pass. And I'm seriously considering getting this one and playing some more festival during festival season 3 so I can get the Billie Eilish stuff. Let's see here. Now, let's head on over to the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. Okay, in the item shop today, I saw it on social media, so it's got to be in here. Well, one, the festival pass is there, 1,800. Just remember that. The cars. Ah, here it is. The level up quest pack. This is the other one, the whatever pack that, what was it? The Shrieking Star quest pack. That gets you 1,000 bucks. What I thought that was, this is what I was looking for. The new Perseus's level up quest pack. That's what I need to get right now. Okay. And let's look at the items. One, you're going to get the Perseus outfit. And I really like this guy's helmet. I like the armor. Looks cool, right? Got a cool Lego style as well. While you're doing this quest, you'll unlock the Mirrored Aegis back bling, the Mortal's Myth wrap, and the Shattered Harp pickaxe. And again, what I love about this is the level up quest pack. So these are the ones where you collect the tokens, and every time you collect one, you gain a level, and there'll be 28 levels in total that you can level up throughout the 4 weeks that this is available. Okay, and the other awesome thing about this is it's 1,200 V-Bucks. You can use V-Bucks to get this. I thought this was always an item that was, you had to use currency, like actual currency, to get it. But maybe I'm remembering that wrong. Somebody can, maybe that has a better memory than me, can tell me and remind me. But yeah, I'm pretty sure before you always had to use actual currency to get the level up quest packs. But it's 1,200 V-Bucks. And again, if you're somebody like me and you're way behind on your leveling, then you can get this and level up like super quick. Let's see here. And then, so there's that. There's the Lego items. Today, we got the Velocity outfit for 2,000, Grim Fable outfit for 1,500, Foxfire outfit for 800, Mel outfit for 800, Big Bad Axe pickaxe for 800, the Scarlet Psy pickaxe for 600, Flippin' Incredible emote for 500, We got the Nalia outfit for 1,200, Jet outfit for 1,200, Buccaneer outfit for 1,200, Ranger outfit for 800, Broken Heart Slicer pickaxe for 500, High Seas pickaxe for 800. We got the Panther outfit for 1,200, Panther Tooth pickaxe for 800, and we got a new bundle, the Bananatology bundle. Okay, this one is absolutely awesome. I love it. It's got the Philosopher Bananocrat. It's like Socrates, so I guess it's Bananocrates. I guess that's how you would say it. Bananocrates. Yeah, that's how we'll say it. Philosopher Bananocrates. But yeah, so if you know the philosopher Socrates, that is, you know, who they are making Peely look like now. And it is absolutely awesome. Let's see, what does it say on the details? The only true wisdom is knowing you are Nana. Okay. Yeah, and you know, the Socrates saying is the only true wisdom is knowing you know nothing. So, I mean, that almost kind of, you know, it does fit with changing it to the to the banana thing there. I like it. Let's see here. We got the Nana Scroll back bling, and it's a banana leaf folded up like a scroll. This is 1,200. We got the Philosopher's Tool. Philosopher's Tools. Pickaxe. It looks like you get like a little harp and I don't know what you're supposed to call that thing, but a little statue stand thing for 800 bucks. And then there's the banana logger, banana, is allegory, banana allegory of the cave. 300 V-bucks. So awesome. You get it all in the bundle for a total of 1,800, which is 500 off the total. Pretty awesome one. The Bony Bounce emote is 500. The Kyra outfit's 1,200. The Astra outfit is 1,500. The Grimy outfit's 1,500. The Cozy Chomps outfit is 1,200. TwitchCon's Champion Locker Bundle here. The Avatar items. Ooh, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle items are back, so if you love those, you can get them again. The Coachella items are here. Let's see here. Billie Eilish. You can get the Royal Bundle. Okay, and in that, you will get the You Should See Me in a Crown emote for 500. I'm definitely going to have to get that. You get the Bad Guy emote for 500. Therefore, I Am Jam Track for 500. Happier Than Ever Edit Jam Track. Those are each 500. Where we get all of it in the bundle for a total of 1,500, which is 500 off the total. Okay, and then there is the gear for festival. There's all the jam tracks available as well. And that looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Today's item shop is just absolutely ridiculous. It is so good. There's so much good stuff. I mean, I don't want to choose just one. I want to say I love the Bananatology bundle. I want to say I love the Ninja Turtle stuff. I love the new level up quest pack. I love it all. Get in today's item shop and get yourself something, whatever you like, get it. For the sake of like saying, okay, I'll pick an item of the day, you know, I mean, again, you can use V-Bucks to get the festival pass, you know? So yeah, for my item of the day though, using V-Bucks, I will say the Perseus Level Up Quest Pack is my item of the day. It's just such a good deal, right? You get, and this quest pack, it looks good. It's a good-looking quest pack. The outfit looks good. The items look good. and you get 28 levels that are just going to be so easy to get. For me, it's item of the day because I'm going to really need it to get through the rest of this season's battle pass. We got a month left, but yeah, I need it to make sure that I get to level 100 before the season is over because I have been busy. I noticed Dusky in the Discord was talking about how he's been working a second job lately. I have as well, so I have not had as much time to play as I would like. And it's definitely holding me back from leveling up as much as I would like. So this is going to be very much needed for me. But there you go. There's your item of the day. And that's going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.